And it's time again for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at food and food culture in the Granite State. The Manchester Food Co-op is planning a grand opening this year after nearly 7 years of planning and fundraising. NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown reports there's just one problem. Some members aren't happy with the store's location.
Creating a food co-op is a labor of love, says the president of the co-op's board, Sarah Marie Cole.
It's your neighbor who's the farmer. It's your community. You own it. It's all these good, all the good feel-good things about the community.
When the Manchester Food Co-op was proposed in 2009, the idea was to bring a store that sold fresh, healthy food to a place that's known as a food desert, as in nothing for miles around except for convenience stores selling ho-hos. Then, remembers Carla Ferreira, the co-op's secretary, came years of planning and trying to attract members.
Building a co-op takes, it's a huge, long process.
Then, once they hit 1,000 members who put in $100 each to help get it started.
From then on, we're looking at locations and doing all these feasibility studies.
But Manchester is a crowded town, and the co-op was struggling to find a location with parking, with good exposure, reasonable rent. And then they found this one spot.
And it's just an incredible opportunity. We were thinking, this seems too good to be true.
Another grocery store, Harvest Market, wanted out of the business. The rent per square foot was only a third of some of the downtown Manchester locations, and coolers, freezers, lobster tanks, and pizza ovens were in place already. Just one problem. And for something called a Manchester Food Co-op, it's a big one. The site is in Bedford.
I was stunned. I felt betrayed. I felt that I had been sold a bill of goods.
I just think it was a poor location to have it out of town like that.
I've asked the co-op to refund my membership, and they've kindly agreed to do that.
Diane Baldick, Dennis Hebert, and Sal Stephen Hubbard, all from Manchester, are not excited that the co-op would not be somewhere downtown. Even though the store's location would be just over the border into Bedford, the idea of a 15-minute drive along Route 101 was not appealing to these three. Sarah Marie Cole says she understands the disappointment, but it was just too good a deal to pass up on. The amount of fundraising they'd have to do could be cut from $2 or $4 million down to $1 million, and the spreadsheets estimated they could be profitable in 3 years instead of 7 or 8. So they went for it. She believes the terms of the lease mean the co-op will be in a good place to expand.
This is number one. This is the mothership that will get us, it will support a store in Manchester that may not be as profitable. This store helps make that happen.
So co-op members from Manchester hoping to see an oasis in the downtown food desert will have to wait at least a few more years. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.